Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, people? Samantha Major. Definitely about to get it on the top in here. We got a very special guest today, Miss Nikkei, coming out of the Washington, D.C. area, so we're going to have a good time. Y'all know what time it is. 7 o'clock. Thursday. We got now radio.
I thought I told you. I'm a mogul.
Heads up, here we come, y'all live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears moving right to the deck. This is true hip hop, old school flip flop. With a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick tock, and you don't stop. Down in the street, taking over the whole block. Lock to the boys who need to make more room. Move, get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door. With sports, new music, movies, awards too. You never see nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating facts from fiction. Who's who? What was it that a different? Going backstage, you ain't getting tax admission. But it's what gives this here's a fast addiction. Listen, process is term to progress. You got that, we don't care who got next.
What's poppin', people? It's your man, Samantha. About to do it again. Quick update. Let you guys know I'm really emphasizing this week. We are now Monday through Thursdays. We are now Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. We're going to do it big throughout the week. Had a lot of great shows this week. And in our first full week, I think it's been amazing. So I'm definitely enjoying myself. Also, really quick. If you check out our website, there's a new section that I recently posted. It's called Fight the Smears. For those of you who don't know, I'm a big advocate of Barack Obama. So, and the site is, not just me, it's the community of our site. So there's been a lot of things going on, whether it be email and all that different type of stuff. I wanted to make sure that we got all the information out, is basically what I wanted to do. So with that being said, we can't fight the smears. For instance, some of you have, even a lot of people have sent this to me, email about not wearing campaign stuff. You can actually do it, and it's a way to get around that. It's another Republican tactic where they're trying to, disenfranchise some voters. So we want to stop that. We're going to stop all that stuff at the pass. It's not going down like it went down the last 8 years. Or a last two election cycles. So I wanted to make sure that we do our part as a hip-hop community and let everybody know. But I think I have my co-host, Ms. Copia Jackson, on the line. Ms. Jackson.
Hey, C Major. And you know what? That is good to hear about, that Fight the Smears campaign going on now with the hip-hop mm-hmm. our way. Because, yeah. I mean, when I heard about the T-shirts issue, I thought that was crazy. Because,
right.
I can't even imagine how many people would not even know about that and actually go with T-shirts and, think that they're possibly going to get turned away. So, I mean.
Right. And the thing about it is you can actually wear those shirts. Only thing they say is you might need to put on a coat or something while you're actually voting. But it doesn't mean you can't support your candidate. So it's basically a scare tactic is what they were trying to use. And like I said, there's a whole bunch of other stuff. We got Barack Obama's birth certificate on there for those people who say he's not American. That's on the site now. So like I said, we're doing our part. And like I said, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to have someone for the Barack Obama campaign on to really talk about some of these issues. Because we don't, once again, that's why we're different from any other site. We represent from the block to the boardroom, and that's definitely a boardroom issue. That's the highest boardroom, if you will. So we want to make sure we take care of that as well.
Yeah.
All right. That's all the political stuff out of the way. Sorry, guys, I had to get that out of the way, but I had to let y'all know what was going on. Today we have a very special guest, Ms. Nikkei, and I hope I'm saying it right, because if I'm not, she's probably going to get on me, and I apologize ahead of time. But we're going to get her on the line right now, and if I said it wrong, she can cuss me out and all that other stuff. Did I say it right? Nikkei, right?
Yeah, you said
okay,
it right.
I'm just making sure. I don't want no problems. I don't want any problems. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me tonight.
Not a problem. Definitely wanted to kind of reach out to you. Definitely listen to the music on your MySpace, as well as you're another nominee for the Velocity Magazine Awards. First of all, congratulations for that.
Yeah, congratulations for that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get into that with you a lot. And also, I have a new nickname for you, Miss 23 for the next 7 years. Is that correct?
That's right. That's me, 23 for the next. And then after 7 years, it renews.
Right. Oh, okay. So you kind of like back her. After 7 years, it goes away and you just get it back, huh? You just, okay, I got you. She said,
and we all know that's nothing new
know,
in the business. People change their ages all the time. So,
for those of you who don't know, Ms. Nikkei is now Ms. 23 for the next 7 years. I've officially gave you that new nickname. It is what it is.
Thank you. I'm official.
yeah, it's official. But really wanted to talk to you about a lot of your success and a lot of things that you have going on. One thing is, okay, you won the Make or Break 'em TV contest, is that correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Actually, it was a show that I did. It was through Straight on 8hiphop.com. It was a competition-style show, so we were very nervous, and I definitely pulled out all the stops. I came in with my band and my dancers. There was two rounds that I had to get through.
Okay.
And, got through both rounds with flying colors. We really, really rocked the house that night. And I won first place.
Oh,
that's good.
Sure.
I mean, did you ever think you would come out on top? Because, I mean, of course you have the talent, but, I mean, you know, there's so much competition. I mean, that's got to be crazy to you know that you came out on top.
You know, what's funny is that the whole time that we were preparing for this competition, it totally slipped my mind that this is actually a competition. I took it like, okay, this is $1 million show. Let's put on a show. Let's give these people
right.
what they want. And it wasn't literally until they said, you got to come out the dressing room. You got to go to announce the winners. And I was like, oh, snap, this is a show. Oh, okay. Okay. Wait a minute. So then my heart started racing. And he says, okay, well, you go out to get your, you know, and say your thank yous. I said, for what? And he said, because you won. They didn't even announce it yet. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I couldn't believe it. But the talent
oh,
was really good. The talent
was
good.
I'm so excited. That's good.
Wow, that's amazing. You also did Apollo Theater, correct?
Yes, I did the Apollo. That was actually, I felt really good about being able to do the Apollo because, for one, I didn't get booed off stage. And I thought
okay.
that I
That's
was going
good.
I thought I was going to get booed because I forgot to rub the tree.
Oh, man.
Oh, what?
Yes.
I ain't going to lie. Until you start singing, I would have booed you at first. That's like the thing. That's like the, you know what I'm saying? But once I heard you sing, obviously I would have calmed down a little bit. But, yeah. Oh, man.
I know.
How
I
you
forgot
feel after that?
And the thing about it is the lady said to me, she said, okay, you take your mark, rub the tree, take your mark, and go ahead and do your thing. I said, okay. And I just walked out there like, this is Nikkei's night. This is my stage. This is not no amateur. No, I'm the featured artist. And I just, like, forgot. And it wasn't until it was over my mother goes, you know you didn't rub the tree. And I said, well, they didn't remind me. So it was good.
But I can understand that nervous energy, too.
I'm sorry?
I can definitely understand that nervous energy that comes with that. And I'm sorry, Copia.
Oh, no, that's all right. No, you're going. But, I mean, basically, though, I mean, you are, you know, aside from you performing, keeping your face out there, and, I mean, the many competitions you've done, I mean, you're labeled as the R&B rock star, right?
Yes. Yeah,
I mean,
number one.
Yeah, and so it's let me not forget that number one. So, and it's not often you see artists in R&B and hip hop, you know, give themselves that title as far as rock star. So, I mean, what's your logic behind that? I mean, why rock star?
Well, it took me a long time to figure out where I was. You know, a lot of people that's close to me since I've been doing this for like ever. They always ask me, well, okay, well, what's your genre? What do you do? What's your style? And I could never, I go, well, I like this person, but I like that person too. And, you know, I could never fit myself into a box. And so I said, you know what? I'm like R&B rock. I got my own genre. Forget all that other nonsense. I'm R&B rock. And so that's basically where that came from, aside from just the types of sounds and, you know, guitars that I like, but also the way I like to dress has like that R&B / couture / rock.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I always have a lot of respect for that. You know, Always trying to broaden the horizons, be original, be different, because, I mean, that way you're diversifying yourself as well. Because, I mean, and that also is going to lead me to a question regarding the Velocity Magazine Award as far as what you're nominated for as the best alternative artist. But, you know, I'll wait until we talk about that, though.
Okay.
One thing I wanted to do before we go any further, if anyone has a question for Nikkei, make sure you hit us up, 646-200-4965. We actually have a caller that I'm going to take right now from the 702 area code. Let's see what they have a question for Ms. Nikkei. How you doing, caller?
I'm doing fine. How are you tonight?
I'm doing awesome. How you doing? Something we can help you with?
I just actually wanted to congratulate Nikkei for being on here. I actually represent her here out in Las Vegas. This is Matt.
Hi.
Awesome.
She is a talented individual, and I tell you what, you're not going to get anybody better on the airways to do an interview with than this young lady right here. She has a dedication and devotion to what she's doing. I actually got associated with her around a month ago, and she's got more drive than I've seen in any of the talent that I represent. So
I just wanted to give kudos
to you guys for doing what you're doing, because I believe that you believe in what we're doing, and you're bringing artists out that are trying to make it in what they're doing. So I wanted to thank you guys for that.
Thank you. Now, we want to thank you, obviously, because you're obviously a major part of her support team. That's something we comment on a lot. It's definitely a team atmosphere in anything you do, especially the music industry. It's not you can't do it by yourself. It's just impossible.
Yes,
right.
Thank you.
And I really believe that it's about the people. And I really feel confident in this young lady right here that she's doing what she needs to do, because I believe that she has the confidence in what she's doing to know that the people are going to make her big. You know, and so many of the artists that I represent have a tendency to strive to the fact that they have a talent, but they forget that the people are going to make them big. And I believe in this young lady right here and what you guys are doing, that she recognizes the people that are going to make her big, and you guys recognize the talent that you see in front of you. So I think it's suited to both sides of you guys for what you're doing. A manager's job is easy. Once they find the individual they want to believe in, you know, it's an everyday process, but once you find somebody that's devoted, like Nikkei is, it's much simpler. And when you guys are searching for talent to bring on your radio show, it's much simpler when you find somebody that's devoted. So I give kudos up to both of you. I don't believe it's me that makes the star. I believe it's the star that brings in people to help them get to that level.
Let me ask you this while we have you on the line. I'm going to go there really quick. Tell us something we don't know about her. We read the bio. We read all that stuff, and it's awesome. But I want you to tell us something we don't know, because you're obviously in that inner circle. So tell us something we don't know or the people should know about her.
Something that she doesn't know?
No, that we don't know, as the audience listening in. Tell us something that we don't know, because you're on the inside.
The girl that you're talking to right now is not only talented in what she does, but she's very intellectual. The girl has a degree behind her, and I find it hard in the artists that you find today. They're not educated. They have a talent, but they don't strive to complete the whole atmosphere behind them. She has done that. She has went and got her degree. She knows her path, but she has made sure she brought the education with her to take her to the next level. So I think a lot of people, when they see her sing, would not realize that she has the education behind her. The girl you're talking to right now is very intellectual, very smart. She knows what's going on. She knows the game that she's working into now. So there's no political side to it. She understands the whole philosophy behind it. So, and I think when people hear her sing, they would not understand that or know that.
Right. I can definitely appreciate you, first of all, taking the time to call in. Once again, we like to promote to artists who are listening, you have to have a team behind you. You have to have a group of individuals that believe in you in order to become successful. So, once again, we thank you for taking the time out to give us a
support. Thank you so much for calling about that.
You guys have a good night, and I sent a request out if you guys ever want to have me on one-on-one to you know, be on the show. I'd appreciate that. But you guys have a great night. I appreciate
Let's do this. I'm gonna give Nikkei my email address. Shoot me an email and we'll schedule that. We'll put you on the schedule.
Well, not a problem. But I appreciate you guys bringing her on, because this girl you're talking to right now, she's gonna be somebody to reckon with in the next year. She's gonna be there.
Sounds good.
I appreciate you guys helping her out and giving her the airtime.
No problem. You have a good one.
All right. We'll see you guys later. Thanks.
All right.
Wow. She just got an endorsement.
Yeah, look at that idol support. That's, you know, so, you know, people, like you were saying before, you know, people believe in you. You mean, you have the talent. You obviously got what it takes. You have the drive. I mean, you have the background with the education. So, I mean, it seems like you're just going to go really far, right?
Yes, to the top.
You're blessing, aren't you?
Yeah,
it's good to have someone talk about you that positively like that.
I'm sorry?
How does it feel to have someone talk about you so positively like that?
It feels really good because, you know, I don't really, you know, think of a lot of things sometimes, like, you know, in that light. I'm just always moving and moving and doing the next thing and knocking down the next project. So when someone can sit back and say, you know, these are the things you've accomplished and these are the odds that you've gone against, and you've done it, and don't let anyone ever tell you that you haven't made it. And it just puts you, you know, back into reality and just into your own reality check, like, okay, yeah, I'm good, you know. So it feels really good. It gives you that extra boost of confidence to go back and keep writing, get back in the studio and all of that.
Right. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. I have a few more questions I'm going to ask you about your new single. We're going to talk about the DMV a little bit. We're going to talk about your organization. But we've been focusing on team this week, and you have a very big team. And so I want everybody to kind of know how you get down. And we're going to talk about the Velocity Magazine Award. But what we're going to do now is we're going to go into your current single, which is Brian 2009, right?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go into Brian 2009, and we'll be right back with this.
Okay.
It's a shame, baby, 'cause I still
All right, people, we are back. That was Miss E.K. with Brian 2009. Very hot joint.
Yeah, because you can't see that you're talking about, you know, a past relationship that I guess could have been. I mean, I'm always curious to see artists, like, their inspiration behind their songs. I mean, is there any, you know, real-life experience with that personal song?
Absolutely. Actually, every song that I do is a real-life experience. I don't care what it's about, it happened. And that song, it was definitely very, very dear to me. And I got a lot of slack for it, but, you know, I'm always pushing the envelope. But, yeah, it's very dear.
Yeah, and I mean, also this single, Brian, I mean, one thing that I wanted to comment on is that it's being played on 93.9 WKYS, right?
Yes.
In Hawaii, South Carolina, and Detroit. And so, I mean, that's real good because people are obviously liking what they hear. And so one thing that, you know, we always try to do with Hip Hop Our Way is also educate aspiring artists. So what are you doing to get your music radio play? And, I mean, where do you want to take it next?
Well, the one thing, like, the team behind me, actually have a very, very good team behind me. You know, they're really pushing and pulling out all the stops, all the connections, everything, because everyone knows that in this business, you have to have more than just talent. You know, it's so many talents out here, and if, you know, if that was the case, everybody, your cousin up the street who sings would be, you know, doing it too. But it really takes, you know, pulling out the stops and getting out there and just being seen, getting with the DJs, and asking them, you know, take a listen to this. What do you think? And actually having a really good production. I'm telling all artists, do not have step on your craft. You can be, I mean, you're your best investment. So if you want somebody to invest in you, you've got to invest in your project. And that is the main thing.
Of course.
Have the very good production.
And, you know, that's really important that you said that too. So that's great.
Definitely, definitely. And let's talk about your team for a minute. I was reading your bio. And we're just going to talk about the performance team at this point. You have a live band, which is DC, correct? You have a live band, correct?
Yes, DCL.
Okay. You have your own dancers?
Yes, Ramar Dancers.
Okay. You have your backup singers?
Yes, Harmony and Theo.
Okay. And you have your personal security team?
Yes, and that will be Juan. He's head of my personal security.
Okay. So, superstar is kind of what you're telling us right now.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's got to protect me. He has to protect me.
There's nothing wrong with that. I personally don't see anything wrong with that. But I wanted, okay, so that's part of your team. That's kind of the performance part. Now tell us a little bit about the other side of your team, which would be, I mean, obviously, like your manager who just called up and all that. Tell us what kind of people you have around you as far as the management type stuff.
I have two very great managers, Joseph W. and Matt Stanley. Joseph W. is my manager on this side of the world, on the East Coast in Washington, D.C., and Matt Stanley is on the West Coast, and he's actually in Las Vegas. And I've just been very blessed to have, you know, a manager on each side of, you know, the globe, because it's hard enough, you know, just to be a manager and to have all these things thrown at you, and you're not just the personal manager, but then you're the business manager, and then you're even sometimes a personal assistant, and you're my psychiatrist, you know, so.
Oh, I can understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Right. Right.
So you have to do all these things. So, you know, it's a lot of work behind the scenes, and I really, you know, commend them for, you know, putting up with me and my mini moves and, you know, all those things. There's so much work, but, you know, once it's showtime, it's just so fun. You know, it's just so fun. It's like home for me.
Right.
And actually, I did get to see little glimpses of your manager and some of your team because, I mean, you have broadcast on YouTube. You working with your people, and you performing live. And one of the videos is that you actually have a video of, I think the place was the annual Eastgate Day performance on YouTube?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah. And so that was back in August, I believe. And so there was, I mean, some artists, you prefer performing opposed to being in the studio all the time. And sometimes performing live, that's really a telltale of whether you got it or not. And definitely, you definitely got it because your performance was really good.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I mean, do you think that your fans can appreciate your music more live?
Definitely. Actually, I do. I know I personally appreciate music live. You can just be so much more creative was, you know, what you do in the studio. You know, sometimes when people say studio can, you know, make you sound like you're good, and
right.
you can never fake it when you laugh, because none of us are going to pull a Millie Vanilli, because we just can't take chance.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So it's either I'm going to sound good or I'm going to turn the music up real loud so they can't hear me. But, yes, definitely the people who come out and see me, they appreciate it. They always tell me, you know, I just have a lot of energy. And, I mean, whatever the script was, I throw it out once I hit the stage. I mean, I like to
right.
dance and
yeah.
choreograph, but I tend to just throw it out and just go with I vibe mm-hmm. off of people. And, you know, if they're not feeling it, I'm like, you got two options. Remember I said, like it or love it. Get one, pick
right.
one.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
That's,
I'm sorry.
I mean, a lot of people pursuing the music. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that, C?
No,
right,
well,
okay, people pursuing the music industry. I mean, one thing about you is that, of course, as we already know, I mean, you're keeping your face out there, which is even at, you know, performing for less major local events. And please tell people how important it is to keep yourself out there. And, I mean, how are you going about keeping yourself noticed?
Well, yes, it is very, very important to keep yourself out there. Never think that you're too good to perform for a community event or a free event, because you never know who's watching you. One thing I always do is I treat every show like I'm getting paid $5 million. Not $1 million, but $5 million. So, you know, I've got
yeah.
to bring the song
mm-hmm.
and the dance and the
mm-hmm.
sparkles and the glitter. And I just, you know, it's really different for this area. A lot of people that meet me, they think, like, they say, are you really from here? Are you from, like, L.A.? And I'm like, no, I'm from here. And I like that. I like it. That means that I'm being different. So, you know, at first
yeah.
I used to be like, what you trying to say? But now
yeah.
it's good, because it means, you know, I'm being different. And a lot of, at first people was kind of taken back because they see me, and they're like, all this shiny stuff, and I could see it from 10 miles away. Well, that was my point. So
right.
you got to be different and just, you know, jump mm-hmm. into everything that you possibly can, but, of course, use your discernment, and you got to turn some things down. But just don't have a big head and think,
mm-hmm.
oh, I'm not going to do that because they don't want to pay me. But you have to look at who's going to be there, what is the exposure going to be like, and just give it your best performance.
Right.
Yeah.
Let me get into something real quick before we run out of here. Let me get into something real quick. I want to talk about, you were talking about performances, and I understand you're performing your new single more at the Velocity Magazine Awards, which you are nominated for Best Female R&B and Best Alternative Artist, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your singles.
More is my coming out. The name of the album, once it comes out in spring of 2009, is called Nikkei 101. And it's all about being, this is your first semester of learning everything about Nikkei and,
mm-hmm.
you know, who I am and why I'm, you know, what my self-proclaimed title is. But More mm-hmm. is one of the first singles off of the album, and it's more so about my swagger, basically. What my swagger
okay.
is, what I'm sorry?
No, I'm just saying, okay, go ahead.
Okay. It's more so about what I'm about, and the whole concept of the song is either you're going to like me or you're going to love me, and those are your only two options to pass this class, so you got to pick one, or you're going to fail. And nobody wants
let's,
to fail.
Let's do this really, really quick. I want to keep this conversation going, but we're about to go off live, but we're still going to keep the recording going. So, people, you can log on. We got now that hip hop our way to finish conversation. But live, I want you to give out your MySpace and all your information so everybody's able to hear. And, caller, I see you. We're going to get to you in 1 second. So, just give out that information. Your MySpace and where they can reach your music.
My MySpace is www.myspace.com/Nikkue Matos, MATOS. And that's where you can reach me. I answer all my messages.
Okay, cool. So if anybody wants to call up now, you can still do it. We won't be airing live, but you can still call up. The recording will be on wegotnow.hiphopourway.com. You'll be able to listen to it. The number is 646-200-4965. But we're going to get to this caller. From the 252 area code. How can we help you? 252, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Nikkei.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, my name is Owan. I'm a fan of yours. I listened to some of your music on MySpace, and I really like it. I just want to know what were your inspirations.
Thank you. Well, I have a lot of personal, real-life inspirations. actually, you know, as an artist, you're like an open book. It's kind of hard to be an artist and say, I want to be private. So that's like an oxymoron. But
yeah.
If you're like, you're an open book, and, you know, I just have to lay it out there. So a lot of my experiences are personal, and I try to, you know, just put them out there so everybody can relate and understand, like, I'm just like you. You know, I'm human, too. I get hurt. I cry. I fight. You know, all of that.
Okay,
and I deal with it.
Okay, so you have an album coming out, or what are you doing right now to put yourself on the map?
Well, actually, yes, I do have an album coming out. It's the spring of 2009, so look out for that. I'm actually just preparing for all of that, doing a lot of shows. My manager in Vegas is putting together a tour in Vegas, actually, and also a tour on the East Coast as well. So that's going to be headed up closer to the spring. And you'll start to see and hear a lot about me. Hopefully you get to come out and enjoy the show.
Well, I'm going to be in the D.C. area for a couple of weeks, and I just want to know, are you going to be doing any shows out there
in D.C.?
You know, before I end up, yeah.
In a couple of weeks, I won't be. I'm actually preparing for the Velocity Magazine Award Show. That's a very big show. And maybe you'll be out for that. That's going to be in November. But I did notice it said 252, so is that North Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll be down there. If you're in North Carolina,
that's
we'll
club.
Be
that's club.
Yeah, we'll be in Charlotte.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
also,
more this time.
Well, Miss, I mean, do you have a favorite song by Nikkei?
I love Brian.
Oh, okay.
I love Brian. It's a very beautiful song.
Well, you
and
probably
I'm
already bought that. Because you can buy that now if you haven't already, right? Because it's not in stores now, Nikkei?
No, Brian is not in stores now. And it was actually a fluke how that came out. But it was up on 50 days.
All right.
Oh, well, I just want to let you know that I'm a fan and I support you. And
I
hope to see you in the near future.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
All right, thanks a lot, Paula.
Bye.
All right. We're going to let you close it out, Ms. Nikkei. Anything you want to tell the people, let them know. We did give you a chance to shout out to MySpace, but shout it out again because you can never say it too many times to make sure people understand where they can reach you at.
Absolutely.
When are they going to see you next?
I'm sorry?
And when are they going to see you next?
Oh, you will see me next on the Velocity Magazine Awards show November the 15th at the Arc Theater in Washington, D.C. Be sure to check that out. I will be unleashing my single, More, with a must-see performance. You guys got to be there. My MySpace is www.myspace.com/Nikkues, N-I-Q-U-E, Matos, M-A-T-O-S. Like I said, I answer all messages personally. And I just want to thank everybody for supporting me through over the years. Just thank you so much. You have no idea what it's done for me, my confidence, and what it means.
Oh, that's great. And, Nikkei, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything because I know we're going to see that, hear the song More on the for the Velocity Magazine Awards, but can we get any samples or snippets somewhere, I mean, in the coming weeks?
Did I send you all one? Did I only send you Brian?
No, yeah, we only have Brian.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I don't think I can do it, but I'm going to try to do it. I've been itching to just, like, let it out. But I'm like, no, you have to hold it for Velocity. Believe me, you will not be disappointed. You won't
okay.
be disappointed.
Well, we definitely take your word for it, so.
Sounds good, hungry. Well, we definitely look forward to seeing you there. We actually nominated as well, so we definitely look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, okay.
We'll definitely we're going to officially have a banner, and the banner's going to say 23 for the next 7 years, and we're just going to keep it moving like that. How about that?
Oh my God, it's going to be in Wikipedia.
You're silly. You guys are silly. But anyway, we're going to let you get out of here once again. We appreciate you coming on the show. Hope you had a good time.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. You got to have me again.
Not a problem. We definitely going to make it happen. When the album comes out, especially right before the album comes out, we'll make sure.
Yeah, we definitely want to get
you
on that time.
And I'll be reaching out to your manager on the West Coast, too, because he seems very knowledgeable. So we're going to have him on the show. But,
And hopefully we can catch you on the red carpet, too, for the awards.
Oh, yes, you will definitely
see. Yeah, we will be on the red carpet.
You will see me, definitely.
Oh, so you're already saying you're going to be very bright, because you said you like to wear the bright stuff, so basically we won't miss you is what you're kind of telling us, right?
I might surprise you. I'm just saying I'm going to be noticeable.
Okay. Okay. I can respect that. It definitely was a pleasure, and I hope you have a good night.
Thank you.
All right, no problem. All right, people, we're about to make our way out of here. Ms. Jackson, I enjoyed the show today. Hope you enjoyed yourself. Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, yes, yes, as always. And, I mean, you know, we have great talented artists that come on here. So, I mean, it makes it easy to talk to them, you know, and just want to learn more about them. And I hope that, you know, we definitely want to thank the callers who called in, you know, showing loyal support, you know, to the artists that you of course, have a liking for. So,
right.
And, you know, we definitely want to hear more from you callers and you fans in the coming months and weeks.
Yes, ma'am. Well, let's make our way out of here then.
All right. Well, you know what we got now?
We don't care who got next. This is Nancy Major and Copia Jackson. Peace!
All right.